In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2019. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. We thank God for the gift of life. Thank you for choosing to begin your day with us. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that schooled through Lenten observance and nourished by your word, through holy restraint, we may be devoted to you with all our heart and be ever united in prayer. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 1 and verses 5 to 9. The gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 17 to 19. I read from the gospel. Do not imagine that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to complete them. In truth, I tell you, till heaven and earth disappear, not one dot, not one single stroke is to disappear from the law until all its purpose is achieved. Therefore, anyone who infringes even one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be considered the least in the kingdom of heaven. But the person who keeps them and teaches them will be considered great in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Always be a positive influence. Always be a positive influence. Dear friends, today we meditate on what influence we have on others. To influence someone means to push them either forward, that is to do, or backward, that is not to do. Influence can also be positive or negative. Positive to do something good, or negative to do something bad. Influence can also be direct or indirect. Whether we like it or not, whether we know it or not, people watch us. Some admire us and take us for models and examples. So we can influence them positively or negatively, directly or indirectly, by our words or by our deeds. Many times we hear people say, if I am who I am today, the great person that I am, I was influenced or motivated by so-so a great person whom I always looked up to as an icon or a model. Similarly, others say, if I am the bad person I am today, if my life is this useless, it is because I was influenced by so-so and so a person. To influence is to have a strong driving force on someone. Most youths are influenced by peer pressure. Ask a few of them who are into drinking. smoking, or gambling, why they are into it, and they will tell you their friends led them to it. So their friends influenced them. Some are derailed today because of bad influence from friends or those around them. The question to ask today is, what kind of an influence am I? Positive or negative? In today's gospel reading, we are told about those who influence others. Jesus says, "Therefore, anyone who infringes even one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be considered the least in the kingdom of heaven. But the person who keeps them and teaches others to keep them too will be considered great in the kingdom of heaven." So in all, it is about those who influence others, positively or negatively, directly or indirectly. Some keep the law and teach others to do the same. That is a positive influence. While some do not keep the law and teach others to break them too, that is negative influence. It is a blessing if you keep God's laws and you teach others to keep them too. But if you are not convinced about them and want to break them or do not want to keep them, do not pull others down with you. Do not convince others not to keep them too. Even about many things that happen in society and in life in general. If you are not convinced, stay alone. Do not pull others along with you. And if you think they are good, encourage others. Influence them positively to do it. Back at school, I recall many wayward students who broke every school rule and they always pulled others along with them, either convincing them that they will not be caught or influencing them that the laws were useless, so why keep them? And many a good student became rebels because of bad influence. There are many things about which you may not be convinced, but show others the right way and tell them the right things to do. We are invited today to be of positive influence. Encourage others to keep the laws, especially God's laws, to keep the laws of the church. And if you are not convinced, it is better to stay aloof, alone, than to drag others along with you. Today then, dear friends, let us beware of influence. The kind of influence you give others and the kind of influence that others have on you. Let us be positive influence. Teach people the right things. Show them the right way. Influence them and impact their lives positively. And if you are not convinced yourself and do not want to do them, it is better to stay alone than to pull others along with you. For the many whom we have influenced positively, whose lives have been impacted positively by our words and by our deeds, Lord, we give you the glory and the praise. We thank you for such an example that we were. For those whom we impacted negatively, whom we influenced negatively, and whose lives have met disaster, forgive us, dear Lord. We pray that you show them the right path. For those who have influenced us negatively, Lord, we beg you for their forgiveness. And for those who have influenced us positively, we beg you, Lord, to continue to bless them. Let us always be a positive influence to those around us. For those we may know, and for those we may not know, because by our words and by our deeds, we influence people, knowingly or unknowingly. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.